Chapter 1. Broken Arrow Ranch, Hollowell, Montana, 1880s. Chance Devlin used his best handwriting, the way he was taught at school. "Dear Teddy." "Darn it," he said as he screwed up the page and threw it in the wastebasket. "That is far too informal." It wasn't as though he really knew the man. Teddy, Theodore Black, was the Adams brothers' lawyer. He wasn't a friend of Chance and barely knew him, just because Jacob had given him permission and even encouraged him to write the man didn't mean niceties should go out the window. "Dear Mr. Black, I work for Jacob Adams, and he told me to write to you." Another piece of paper screwed up and thrown in the wastebasket. He really needed to think about this some more. Asking for a proxy bride was not something he really wanted to do, but he wasn't getting any younger, and already over 40, Chance wanted children. That was not going to happen unless he married. He might have already left it too late. Chance wasn't even sure why he was doing this. A proxy bride? Was that really what he wanted? Sure, it had worked for Noah, Seth, and Jacob, but that didn't mean it would work for him. Chance thought the odds were pretty grim, and just because it worked for those three didn't mean it would be right for him. 3 out of 4 were pretty good odds, and it would be just his luck that it wasn't the right thing for him to do. Well, he had to be up with the sun, so he would sleep on it. After all, he didn't have to write that letter tonight, even if time was slipping away. He threw another log on the fire, blew out the lantern, and slipped into the cold and empty bed that faced him each and every night. Chance sat quietly, contemplating supper. Most nights it was beans and bacon, but sometimes he made bacon and eggs, or even scrambled eggs with sausages on the side. Either way, he was tired of eating the same boring and simple meals. The loneliness was becoming too much as well. He had watched his boss, Jacob Adams, go from a lonely man to a happily married man after accepting a proxy bride. Convinced that may not be the right path for him, Chance decided to ponder the problem a little longer. He pushed a few small logs into the wood stove and poked at them, then filled the kettle. A hot cup of coffee was always appreciated. At least coffee helped to fill in a little of his time, but it didn't stop the absolute loneliness he often felt after a full day of working on the ranch. Each of the ranch hands at Broken Arrow had their own house. None were large, but they were big enough to accommodate a ranch hand, and even a wife and a small family. He'd been on this ranch for well over a decade and still hadn't managed to fill the rooms, let alone his heart. He reached for a clean mug, then paused as he heard a knock on the door. He rarely had visitors and wondered who it could be. Chance headed toward the door as the caller knocked again. He quickly opened the door and found Laura Massey standing there, holding something wrapped in a kitchen towel. She leaned her head back a touch and glanced up at him. "Hello, Chance," she said in that shy way she always seemed to have around him. As she smiled, his heart thudded. "Evening, Laura." She had arrived on the ranch not long after Chance, only she'd been employed for a totally different reason, to become nanny to the 3 boys who had recently lost their mother. He glanced into her face, remembering the beauty she was back then, and still was now. Her responsibilities then were far more than any teenage girl should be burdened with. But it worked out both ways. She was pulled out of a difficult situation too. "What brings you here?" He was never one to mince words, but now felt his words sounded abrupt. She frowned momentarily, then smiled. "I thought you might like this." She pushed what was in her hands toward him. "Careful, it's still hot," she said, then turned to leave. He lifted the kitchen towel briefly, and the aroma of freshly made stew permeated his senses.